Fair-thigh, honest, sonsy face, great chieftain o' the pudding race, a boon them may yet take your place, pinch tripe for them, weel are ye worthy o' a grace as lang's may arm. The groaning trencher there ye fell, ye herdies like a distant hill, your pin was helped to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife sees rustic labour a dight, and cut you up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like on a ditch. And then, oh, what glorious sight, warm reeking rich! Then, horn for horn, they stretch and strive, deal tight the hindmost, on they drive, till their wheels swalled kites believe are bent like drums. Then old good man meets light to rive, be thank its hums. Is there or is French ragout, or oleo that would stow a sow, or fricassee wad make her spew with perfect scorner, looks down with sneering scorn for view on sick a dinner. Poor Dell, see him o'er his trash as fickle's weather with a rash, his spindle shank a good whiplash, his knee a knit, through bloody flood or field to dash, oh, how unfit! But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread. Clapping his waily knee a blade, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and hands will sneed like taps o' trussle. Ye powers what mankind ye care, and dish him out to the bill of fare. Old Scotland wants nae skinking ware that jops in luggies, but if ye wish a grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.